Welcome to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. Deanna and Dash here. Dash, I want to ask you, today I was looking at Instagram and I saw a photo of you and your sister, and you were making the joke how you were dressed almost identically and saying your folks used to dress you as identical. Can you explain to our listeners about that photo? Because I want to have a conversation about sisters. As you know, I've got three sisters. Let's have a chat about my sisters and your sisters.
So my sister Nim and I were 15 months apart. So growing up, I mean, we don't really look alike, I don't think. But a lot of people thought we were twins. My mum loved dressing us in exactly the same outfits. Like that was, she'd either buy the outfit exactly the same or she would make the outfit. And so we often wore the same clothes and it used to drive us insane. And it was so funny because my sister came to stay with us in Venus Bay for the Easter break and with her family. And we were laughing about it on the Saturday. It's like, oh my God, ha, 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 you know, and teasing her daughters about it. We used to have to wear the same clothes. Your grandmother dressed us in the same clothes. And then literally the next day we walked out of our rooms wearing the same jeans from the Cuba. Hers was in light denim. Mine was in dark denim, but exactly the same style. And striped t-shirts also from Tacuba, but like hers was like thicker stripes and different blue and cream, and mine was blue and white but thinner stripes. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did this happen?
Saw the photo and I just thought, because I saw the pants and I thought, are they the same pants? Because I know that the joke was you two hadn't planned that.
We had not planned it, and it's just hilarious. But we share clothes quite a bit, and I give her, like, if I'm doing a wardrobe clean out, I will always give her first dibs on my clothes. And so she will wear them to work. She quite, you know, she'll take what she likes. She doesn't like all of my style. We do actually have quite different styles, which is why the whole like fact that we dressed exactly the same was hilarious. But she will wear them to work and people will be like, is that your sister's outfit? It's kind of,
they tend to know
because I'm more colorful. Like she wears navies and blacks and I will wear, like, I gifted her this beautiful teal green corduroy dress that I had from Q. They were like, you didn't buy that, your sister bought that. But what about your sisters? What are some of the stories from your sisters?
So I'm one of four and I'm the oldest, and then the youngest is 17 years younger than me. And so we got the range in between us. The oldest three, we're all within 5 years of each other. But now that my youngest sister is in her late 30s, even closer and closer and closer. We were not dressed identically as children. I do have one photo where our grandmother dressed us in an outfit for a professional photo shoot. But otherwise, we were not dressed identical. My mum tells a really funny story that she thought it was really important as kids that we were allowed to dress ourselves as we were growing up. And she said that she'd tell us kids to go get dressed and we'd come out. And she said that sometimes she was so ashamed with what we were wearing.
All of you or just you?
All of us. Just what that means. I don't think it means that we were dressed in a bad way. I think it's just mum wanted us, allow us to have our own individuality. We were crazy dresses as kids. Like we would mix it up with something pretty crazy. And when I look back on photos, I can see what she means by that. Can we see what we're actually wearing? Maybe we were fashionistas from the start. Maybe that's what it was. But with my sisters, the thing that I think about them now as we've got older is with the four of us, and we're really lucky like this, we're actually extremely close, like extremely close. And like a lot of people, we have a big family chat, which includes my parents and a couple of other people in that chat. But, and I don't know my mum and dad realize so much, we actually have a sister chat. And in that sister chat, something will go into that chat every single day, like something will go in it. So like I've got a sister in Brisbane, a sister in Sydney, another sister in Melbourne, and me. But I would tell you, we tend to know every day what's going on in each other's lives. And we
Yeah.
side chats with each other as well. It's not just in that big chat. But I've realized now as I've got older, it's probably one of the most beautiful things that is happening in my life at the moment is the closeness with my sisters. And, a bit like when I saw the picture of you and your sister today, like that. You're both so happy. It was so joyful. And it just made me think about how lovely it is having sisters. Like, it's just something really special about it. And particularly since at the moment we're going through a hard time, my dad's a bit unwell. But I was saying to somebody today, a very good friend of mine, what is so lovely is that when families come under stress with different situations, like we're a family under stress at the moment, it can go one of two ways. It can pull you apart or it can pull you together. And I feel it's really pulling us together, like
Yeah.
more so than ever. Now, in that chat, when decisions are made, we will criticize each other and we will definitely question each other. But in the big picture, we're together on it. And I wondered how many people have that. Like, how lucky are we to have that? And we're very similar, but very different as well. But maybe we respect everybody's differences. And I know this is going to sound really funny to say, but we all have a common en enemy, and that's our parents. A really funny way. Because
Yeah.
we love our mum and dad, but like it's something for us to have between us four girls, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you think, because I feel like the relationship between sisters gets better as you get older. And I
Sure.
just remember, like I watched Inside Out 2 the other day with my sister and and my nieces and nephew and my brother-in-law and my husband. And you just think about teenagehood and how wild everyone is, and that our hormones are raging, and you're often sharing rooms, or you're living in the same house, and you're trying to find out who you are, and you're not wanting to be lost in the identity of each other too much, and et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like as you get older and you're not living under the same roof, I feel like it gives you the space to redefine your relationship more as friends, not just as sisters. And I think that can be incredibly powerful.
So true, because the three oldest, we definitely used to fight like cat and dog when we lived at home. Physicality as well. Like it wasn't just
Did
screaming.
you physically fight with each other? Oh my God.
It's just nothing ridiculous, but definitely slapping around. And I was definitely my two of my sisters shared a room and I had my own room. And so I was definitely on the outer as we were. Think back, but I was definitely on the outer. Those two were thick as thieves because they shared a room together. But as we've got older, that all those sort of barriers have come down now, and we're really close. But the funny thing is, even as a teenager or a young adult, I could say whatever I want about my sisters, but hell will freeze over if someone else says something about them.
Yeah.
Even as a teenager,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like always got their back. Like it's okay
Yeah.
me to say the worst thing or I'm saying this tongue in cheek, beating a sister up or something, but if someone else did it, man, I am there. I'm taking that fight, for that.
Yeah.
Just yeah, and I wonder what it is that we got so lucky like that. Maybe our parents, we were lucky with our parents, that our parents encouraged that. I'm not sure, because certainly like we haven't lived together for a long time, and we all lived in different states for quite a long time. One sister's lived in South Australia, then she lived in New South Wales, now she lives in Queensland. Another sister lived in London for a long time, then she lived in Melbourne. I lived in Geraldton up north. So physically we haven't been together that much. And the chat group really started. I think technology is something that really brings families.
Yeah.
Like that's given us the ability to do that, to be to easily chat to each other every day, really easily. Because beforehand it would have had to have been a phone call, wouldn't have it? And
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have made three phone calls, but now I can just put it into a chat, you know, and just it's technology has definitely brought us closer. That's it, now I'm thinking about it, that's definitely been a good part of what happens. But you know, like with, you know, you're saying about I share clothes with my sisters quite a lot. So, because I love clothes as much as you do. And so a lot of the times I've given clothes to a lot of my sisters, like, and I go, yep, that's right for her and that's right for me. I buy clothes for my sisters sometimes as gifts. I see something, I just think, oh, that is so her. I'm going to buy it, or a bag or some jewelry, or, you know, sometimes you just know intrinsically what your sister's style is and what will appeal to them. And yeah, and it's always something special, I think, was, yeah, I think it is. I don't know. I've never had a brother, so I don't know how it's different with brothers, but.
Yeah, I think the sister dynamic is very, very different. And I think for Nim and I, like, because we were so close in age, like we were only a year apart in school. We played on the same netball team, which was hilarious. You know, like we would alternate between who was goal defense and goalkeeper, but we were playing basically in the same quarter of
Yes.
the netball court. And we could just intuitively know where each other were on that court. We were in the same youth group. We had the same circle of friends. We played pranks together. Like there was a lot of things that we did together growing up. I mean, yes, we had arguments and we had fights and, you know, whatnot. But I agree with you with the messaging thing and technology, because I don't have the space to do phone calls that much during the week. Weekends are probably a little bit better, but then I know for my sister who's got like three kids, she's running around after three kids, so that's like harder for her. So we're on Facebook. Oh God, that sounds so old school. But we have a shared Facebook message with my mum. Then we have our own individual message. Oh, we do have WhatsApp, but we do message a lot and we send photos. And she had an echidna at her house, and so she shared footage of that. And then I shared footage of P. Dunkle being upset and sad that they'd left the beach house. And so we do share footage back and forwards. But do you reflect on how you were as the oldest compared to your other sisters? Did you feel responsible for them?
I did. I definitely did. And there's lots of things I did as the oldest to protect them. And also being the oldest, the rules and responsibility from the parents as well. There was things that I would never have got away with that my sisters. So, you know, rule that you had to be home by 12 o'clock at night. I was home by 12 o'clock every time. Like,
Was like 10 o'clock at night.
I was 12, a really, re really good kid. My other two sisters, whenever they liked, you know, and they wouldn't get in trouble for it. They wouldn't get in trouble for it, you know. And whereas I would have had hell rain down on me if I, so I didn't break any of the rules. I made it
Yeah.
hard for my sisters a little bit in that I was an incredible studier, like really, really passionate about education and study. And so mum and dad just assumed everybody would be like that. And they weren't. Don't get me wrong, my sisters are super successful and university educated, but they had very different styles to me. So sometimes when mum and dad thought my style, they'd sort of say to my sisters, why aren't you studying like your sister? You know,
Yeah.
my sister's is because she's naturally smarter than me, which is absolutely true. She didn't need to spend the hours that I did. She's got like a photographic memory. So she could have been anything she wanted. Without the level of study that I had to do to keep up, basically, you know, like I'm not that naturally really, really smart person, but I'm the hard worker that will still attain similar results, but it takes me a lot longer to get there. So yeah, I think that was a bit hard for them. But even, you know, I was reflecting with you earlier off air that being the oldest, and I don't know if you feel this way, it affects me in other ways outside of my family life. Like I think I'm a people pleaser. I think I try hard to be liked, to do all the right rules, like to follow all the rules all the time. Whereas sometimes I'm not giving enough attention to myself. Like I'm doing it for everybody else but me. Like I'm trying to make sure everybody else is okay. Like one of the sayings that I took on during before COVID when I started to realize this pattern was happening, and I'd said it to a lot of people as well about forget to put your own oxygen mask on first. And that was a big thing for me about if I don't look after myself, if I'm so busy trying to look after everybody else, then I'm the one who's busy dying. And so, I'm reflecting a lot with some of the decisions, particularly some decisions that I've made over the last couple of years, is trying to break that a little bit. And the other thing as well is it's been nice recently with some changes that's happening in our family life that a lot of my other sisters have really stepped up, and I've let them. I've actually do that. Whereas beforehand, it would have been me doing that. And I know it's hard on them. Psychologically, it's hard. It's taxing. And I'm there for them. I'm absolutely there for them. They can call me and I'll take that call and I check in on them every day. How are you going? But that used to be me all the time, taking all of that responsibility all the time. And so I was thinking about it last week, thinking, oh, I'm really protecting myself this time, which is good. It's good
Yeah,
to show
that's really
up.
good.
It's good. And don't get me wrong, my sisters are wonderful individuals who definitely step up. There's no doubt about it. But I think sometimes I just took over, because that was my role within the family. But now I'm doing that and letting them step up. But it's still hard. It's still hard to see them go through that, thinking, oh, they're taking on all that emotional load. Maybe I should take on some of it. And then I'm thinking, no. They're doing okay. They can do it this time. I don't know. It's different. It's just.
It's different. I think I was probably similar. I definitely relate to being, the study, I was called the golden child growing up. And I was, the first baby, and I, as a child, loved mangoes. And so that's how I got the nickname Golden Baby, because I'd have mango all over my face. Anyway, yeah, it also meant that I did everything like I was this precious child. My name literally means precious. So
Not know that.
yeah, Tadashimi means precious. So I think I did take that on a lot. But then when I got sick, and I remember there was like this time where we had like a really family stressful situation, and I was really unwell, and Scott was overseas, and my sister just stood up and she was fierce. Like I remember stepping back and being like, wow, you are fierce. And she like fought to kind of protect me. And I was just like, oh, this is really nice. And I think on reflection, it was just kind of letting go and just saying, you know what? One of the hardest things for an oldest child is to let yourself be looked after by your younger siblings.
Actually really hard. It's
It's
really
really hard. And one of the things that I think I've become almost too good at it now. Like I almost like my sister is an incredible cook. Will cook for us. Like we go over to her house and she'll cook for us. Even when she came to visit us for Venus Bay, she did the majority of the cooking. She made like chicken curry hot, which I loved, and it was too hot for her. But like, vegetable curry, eggplant curry, dal, she cooked all of it and brought it down. I don't have to do much at all. And so I'm very thankful for that. But I think I had to let that go, that that's not the role I have to play in the family. And I don't feel like I'm a very conventional older child because I didn't have kids, so I didn't pave the way in that sense. And I've probably kind of put my career first. Maybe that is an old child thing, but I'm probably not as connected. Like my sister will call my mum every single day, whereas in I won't.
Okay, yeah. But maybe because as an older child, I don't know how to explain it. Like I don't call my mum every day, and I think it's sometimes that I didn't need her for any of my emotional regulation because I was being an adult as an older child almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was adulting at a very young age.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. And I'll definitely, I agree. Like I think and I'm in such like a focus mode during the week that I just am like, that's what I need. I also get to the end of the day and I can't be bothered talking to anyone, to be honest. But the other element, and my mum and I have a great relationship, but we'll talk on the weekends. And I will step up and check in on my parents when I know they need it. But my sister does a lot of that. She's also a nurse. I feel like nurses, well, she's a very senior role at a hospital, but people who do nursing often have that very caring, empathetic personality, and I'm kind of like, what do you need?
You're always there for them, I bet.
Am there, I'm totally there for them, but like particularly if you catch me in a work mode, I'm like, what's happening? That's actually literally how, that's the first phrase I say whenever I ring my parents, what's happening? Not how are you, what's happening?
You were talking just then about your sister bringing you all that food and meals and your sister protecting you when you really needed it. A few months ago, I was having a really hard time. I put a message in the text, my sister's text, and it must have come across that I wasn't okay that day. It wasn't my intention to do that because I try not to hide. I try not to show a lot of that. And so one of my sisters rang me up and said, "Oh, I saw your text. Are you okay?" And I started to cry and said, and I'm in the middle of Cocoa Black, having a hot chocolate, crying. They're all thinking, this is nutcase. And I'm saying to her, "No, I'm not okay. Sorry, I didn't realize the message sort of conveyed that." And then she talked to me for quite a while I just silently cried listening to her. And she really stepped up and helped me. She just said, "We're going to do this and this and this, and we're going to do this and this and this." And I can't explain to you the relief that I got that my sister's like, "I've got you. It's got you, you know?" And it was just, yeah, because and you know what she said to me? She said to me, if I'm remembering right, she said to me, "You have always had us and you've always helped everybody out and blah, blah, blah. Let's pay back that to you. Like, that's what
Wow.
it's about. And that's when we step in." Because I never ask for that, you know? But and then I was reflecting as I was talking to her, I was thinking, yeah, I have always been that person who has said, "What do you need? What's, you know, I'll do this for you." But, and it was really nice. It was really, really nice to have that. Like, really, yeah, really, how lucky am I? Like, seriously, like, I know a lot of people don't have that. I do know that. And I just thought, wow, that's really, and I sometimes reflect about, you know, I've got a lot of friends who are single children, you know, they don't have
Only
siblings,
child.
and their parents are unwell at the home moment and things like that. And I reflect and I say it to them. I just go, "How are you going? Because wow, there's no one to share that with. You want to
Yeah.
like I try to be that person that they can have a chat to about it, but it's still not a sibling. Do you know what I mean? There's things
Yeah.
you can say to a sibling or things like that. Must be hard going. It's just, yeah, it's just a
Well,
thing.
I met a family, five girls. They all live on the same street, and their mum is in aged care nearby. And so they all take it in turns to visit. And I was just like, wow. And so I was running like a for work a session on dementia. And so they all came, and like just watching the interactions between them and t them telling their story and their story of their mum. I was like, this is like pretty incredible, actually. So you're right. Like, when it's healthy and it's a good dynamic, it's incredible. Like, it really is incredible. But there are a lot of people who are estranged, and there's a lot of people who, as you said, are only ch children or have fraught relationships, and all might be friends with some, in good relationship with some and not with all, which can be tricky. But I think overall, having grown up with a sister very close in age, there's more good things than bad things. And I think in adulthood it's pretty hilarious. And you know, like you and I have talked about it as people who don't have children, like being the auntie to your sister's kids, there's a different bond I feel to my sister's kids than there would be to other people's kids. Because
Sure.
I can see myself in my sister's kids. Like, I know them are not my kids, but I can see myself in my sister's kids. I can see my sister in my sister's kids. It's quite hilarious, like watching them and just being like, oh my God.
You know,
Payback, Nim.
I've looked after my sister's children a lot, most of my sisters anyway. And one day I was with my brother-in-law and his three children, and one of the kids stepped out of line, and I snapped at the kid, as in like, "Don't do that, you know, you're not allowed to do that." And then I thought, "Oh, hang on, his dad's here." Because I was so used to having them on my own that it's like, don't do that. You know, you're talking about all the girls living on the same street. Like my sister and I, who live here in Melbourne, I'm forbidden to move to the other side of the Yarra. So
Oh, north side.
I can only stay on this side. No, on this side, near Northcote and Thornbury and the CBDs as far as I'm allowed to go.
Yeah.
Because we had to be in very close distance to each other, which I completely agree with. Like, if I could afford it, maybe I'd just buy the house next door. I'd love that. Next door to my sister.
That would be hilarious. Imagine. Wow.
We'd get along well. I reckon back down the fence. No, the kids are too old for that now. But yeah, we make decisions about where we live based on where my sister is. And hopefully my parents might be moving here soon. And I was thinking, if my parents could live in the same building, even more perfect, you know.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind if they lived with me, but I don't think they want that. But if they, yeah, I would like them to be close. So I could almost see them every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See them. But if I don't hear from my sister here in Melbourne every day, one of us will text at 7 or 8 and go, hey, I haven't heard from you all day, everything okay? Just check in.
Wow. Yeah, we don't do that.
It's like a weird day if I don't hear from her, like a really weird day. So we every day there'll be a text saying, how are you? What's going on? And a lot less, not a lot of phone calls, you know, or I'll text her and I'll just go, it's time we had a family dinner. We have a lot of family dinners on Sunday nights, like your place or mine. And yeah, just really, oh, sisters, honestly, I love my sisters. I'm saying that now. Ask me in 5 years from now, but.
Well, ask like a 15-year-old Fiona.
I'm going to be mortal enemies.
So
thank
funny.
You for that joyful photo of you and your sister today. I really, it actually gave me great delight in seeing it today. It really did. I thought this was,
that
so
was pretty funny. We couldn't stop laughing.
Hi, Fiona here. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. If you enjoyed our show, tell all your friends and family and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. Our original music was composed and performed by Luke Champion.